Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that a decision over the future of the government had not been reached in Thursday's talks with junior coalition partner Public Affairs. The government is considering reducing the number of its ministries by 3, and some 80% of Czechs would welcome early elections, a snap poll suggests. Top party officials from the government coalition's Civic Democrats and junior coalition partner Public Affairs on Thursday announced that in their effort to find common ground, they had not yet managed to reach an agreement. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that a decision over the future of the government, which found itself in the midst of a crisis precipitated by the junior coalition party Public Affairs earlier this week, could be expected on Tuesday, as had previously been announced. In related news, Prime Minister Petr Nečas also made it clear that further budget cuts had to be made and that his government was not ready to budge from planned austerity measures that would bring the state budget deficit below 3% GDP in 2013. The Prime Minister stressed that while he was ready to accept some of the demands that had been made by the junior coalition partner, the government was not flexible on its program's priorities. Public Affairs said it would quit the coalition by the end of the month unless the number of ministries was reduced by 3 and the coalition agreement was revised. In related news, the government coalition seems to be considering reducing the number of ministries by 3. Sources from inside both the Civic Democrats and junior coalition party Public Affairs on Thursday told the Czech news agency Četika that the culture, environment and regional development ministries could be scrapped within the government's cost-cutting measures. Under this new plan, the Ministry of Culture should be merged with the Education Ministry, while the other two ministries would fall under the Ministry of Agriculture. Should the coalition go ahead with this step, each of the three coalition parties would lose one portfolio. The leader of the National Socialists, Jiří Paroubek, has said that the government's resignation was inevitable. He added that the opposition should table a vote of no confidence in government within the next 2 weeks. He also called on all other opposition parties to support his push for early elections. Public Affairs were not a coalition partner, he said, but a strange group that embodies all that is wrong with Czech politics in the past 20 years. He accused them of spying on people, political stalking, and sectarianism. Police in the Moravian city of Ostrava have arrested a 37-year-old man who is suspected of having turned his illegal methamphetamine lab into a family business. According to officers, the man, who had been charged with illegally producing the drug in the past, was running the lab with his partner, a friend and his wife, as well as two other individuals. Social workers are taking care of the couple's children who were present when the man and his partner were arrested. Police suspect that he had been producing methamphetamine since 2008 and sold half a million crowns worth of the drug since last fall when they started monitoring him. If found guilty, he faces a prison sentence of up to 10 years. And now let's take a brief look at the rather gray weather. The weather is expected to cool down again with daytime highs of only 10 degrees Celsius, cloudy skies and rain showers. My name is Sarah Barufka and this brings us to the end of the news.